Squabbling over the spoils as cheap European airlines go bust and life under sanctions in Sudan.
I would get this pop-up window saying, sorry, due to, you know, the sanctions, you cannot process this order.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Anu Anand. Good morning. Today, Irish budget airline Ryanair said it would oppose a move by Lufthansa to buy some of bankrupt Air Berlin's planes. So what's going on in Europe? The BBC's Theo Leggett explains.
The vultures are circling in Europe's skies. Three airlines have collapsed in recent months and the survivors are picking over their remains. Monarch, Air Berlin and Alitalia all fell victim to cutthroat competition in an overcrowded market. There were simply too many seats available, and the closure of traditional tourist routes to parts of Egypt, Tunisia and Turkey made the situation worse. Meanwhile, Ryanair, the biggest European carrier, has had problems of its own making. It's had to cancel 20,000 flights due to a shortage of available pilots. The airline insists it messed up leave schedules, but people within the company say many pilots have left because they were unhappy at the way they were being treated within a business well known for its ruthless cost-cutting. In London, I'm the BBC's Theo Leggett for Marketplace.
Let's do the numbers. Shares in Japan's beleaguered Kobe Steel are plunging once more, down nearly 9% after further revelations today that it falsified data about its core steel operations. The company has seen nearly 40% of its value erased since Sunday. In South Korea, shares in electronics manufacturer Samsung are down 1.5% after the company's chief executive announced he was resigning. Europe's markets are mixed. London's FTSE is down 27 points. Or 0.36%. Now, this week, Sudan's central bank received an overseas transfer in U.S. dollars. It was a watershed moment after a 20-year trade embargo was lifted earlier this month. Dalia Abdelmonel is a cake bakery owner in Khartoum.
Part of the problems of the sanctions, well, in my case, was online transactions. Simply based on my geography, the fact that I was based in Sudan, a lot of websites, I would get this pop-up window saying, sorry, due to, you know, the sanctions, you cannot process this order. So loads of websites like Etsy and Amazon was one of them. I faced problems with Airbnb, PayPal. Like if I wanted to pay a vendor directly through PayPal, I couldn't. So either I would have to travel or I would use family members who lived abroad that I would, you know, place an order and send it to them.
So what impact is it going to have the sanctions lifted?
It will change because I think it will reflect in the prices, because if price of supplies goes down, then my prices for my product will go down as well.
What's your most expensive cake?
Any tiered cakes, which requires a lot of like fondant work, because that's very expensive material to use.
Sudanese baker Dalia Abdelmonel. A big political test in Venezuela this weekend with the election of 23 governors. The country suffered food shortages and faces a $4 billion debt repayment soon. The BBC's Katie Watson reports from Venezuela.
In Venezuela's industrial heartland, government candidate Rafael Lacava is working the crowds with his signature hip-hop moves. Thousands squeezed in to celebrate the end of his energetic campaign. Long live Hugo Chavez, he shouts. The former president's legacy lives on here. Many feel he's still the country's true leader. It feels like a music concert, Lacava the rock star. He wants to channel the populism of Chavez and has the same narrative too.
These people need leadership. These people are with us. And that's what we need, that you tell the world.
But they also need Venezuelan food and medicines. What can you do for that?
We've been blocked by the US. We've been blocked by the Occidental countries.
You can't just blame the United States, Europe. Surely there's some responsibility on the government.
We have been blocked by, as I said, one of the most powerful countries in the world.
But less than an hour up the road in Puerto Cabello, Venezuela's biggest port, not everyone feels the same way.
I've come into the local shop and the shelves are pretty bare. And in the front counter, there are pots of oil and of butter and little bags of coffee. Now, the shopkeeper's done that to make portions more manageable and more affordable. But even so, people can't afford that because prices keep on rising.
A woman comes into the shop complaining. She's called Lilia Beatriz and she's 60 years old. She's not had clean drinking water for over a month now, and government-subsidized food isn't being delivered either. She can only afford to eat one meal a day.
The president says, US this, US that. For God's sake, stop paying attention to the United States and come and see what is happening to us in Venezuela. If you have sanctions slapped on you, it is because you are doing something wrong.
Lilia Beatriz says she won't be voting on Sunday because there's little point. Nothing will change.
Katie Watson reporting. Finally, there's a beautiful Notting Hill mansion for sale. Price tag, $17 million. You can only pay in Bitcoin, though. The owners say they want to pioneer Bitcoin transactions. And Bitcoin jumped to another record high this morning, past the $5,700 mark. In London, I'm Anu Anand with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.